and his glory, a mighty God we serve. They speak of his character, awesome creator, a mighty God we serve.
Oh! mighty. You see, when you go to talking about Jesus, you go to thinking, and you begin to open your big old mouth and go to thanking him, because he didn't have to let you live to see a new day. He didn't have to let you live to see it almost the end of the year. Oh, that's why he's so amazing. That's why I worship him. That's why. Doctors gave up on me, and they gave me a 2% chance to live. But I come to be a witness tonight that God, he's a God of a second chance. And I'm still here. I'm still here. You're still standing. Could have been dead in your grave. Oh, that's why he made it. God, I come to tell somebody, have you ever got on your knees and prayed and said, oh God, I want to hear from you. Anybody ever heard God in a little still voice? He's so wonderful. He'll let you know I haven't left you. He'll come in a little still voice and he'll say something like this, and you down on your knees and you say, Lord, where are you? And he says, I'm never leaving, never leaving, no, I forsake you, can't nobody. And then sometimes you get to a point and you cry and crying. Wow! And the Lord look at you like you schizophrenic or something. You don't know whether you want to be crying or whether you want to pray, but God will come in a little still voice, and you say, Lord, I keep on crying, but God will come and let you know, and he'll say, I will, wait, oh. He'll say, tears, away, there's nothing because he put up with you. This is what I love about him. He put up with me. Oh, he put up with me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, depend on.